Today we'll be doing Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Sudar da Azmine le Mitzar Beit Filin, li Olam, Vitzar Beit Filin Chad Zimna, Asr le Mitzar Beit Zuzay. Once you've designated a cloth or a tefillin bag whose intention was to put tefillin in, and then you actually used it as a tefillin bag, you put tefillin in it one time, you are no longer allowed to put money into that tefillin bag. The Rama says, however, Vim Hisna Lamit Chila B'chol Inyan Shari, but if you made it tonight beforehand that you could put money into the tefillin bag, then even if you've used it already, then you would be allowed to do so. Uklafa Me'uba L'shem Tefillin Asr Lichtov Alav Devrichol Tehazmana Ki Aygavna Leguth HaKedusha Milsahi. He says, let's say, for example, you had a piece of leather that had been tanned, that had been chemically processed and tanned for the sake of tefillin, you're not allowed to write Devrichol or write other words on that piece of leather, because in this case, that the fact that you prepared it for the purpose of tefillin gives it a level of kedusha, even if it's never been used for tefillin yet. If you simply designated a tefillin bag but never actually put money, but never actually put tefillin in it, or if you put tefillin into the bag but you never designated it as a tefillin bag, so then you would still be allowed to put money into the bag. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Tes tells us sudar. The same would be true if you made a new tefillin case. The fact that you designated it as a tefillin bag is also not a problem unless you actually put tefillin in it. The same is true, let's say, for the covering of a Sefer Torah. Unless it's both designated and used for that purpose, only then does it become problematic to use for other things. However, something which is two steps removed from the item of Kedusha, so let's say, for example, you're putting the Sefer Torah on top of a bima, but there's something that's separating. There's a cloth that separates it from the bima. The bima itself is only called a tashmish to tashmish. It's two steps removed, and therefore these standards do not apply. Even if a person just says, this is my tefillin bag, and certainly if he makes an explicit declaration that this bag is going to be used for tefillin, so that's called designation, and then if he actually uses it for tefillin, then obviously you can't use it for anything else. However, a talus bag does not have the status of tashmishei kedusha, and therefore you can put other things into a talus bag. Even though many people also put their tefillin bag inside of their talus bag, but in terms of the tefillin, the talus bag is like a tashmish to tashmish. It's two steps removed because the tefillin are in their own bag, which are then put into the talus bag. And even if you put, let's say, your sitter into the talus bag, or you put your tefillin directly and without a separate tefillin bag, doesn't matter. Even though you're really not supposed to put anything else into the talus bag if you put a sitter or you put your tefillin directly into it, but b'di'evit, if you're stuck, so then you could put even dvarim shalchol. The halohu asim mitchila gam latalus shu dvar shalchol vavikilu hisno chidla kaman bahaga. Since this is primarily a talus bag, which doesn't have that same measure of kedusha as a tefillin bag, so it's as if you made a stipulation. V'osana anashem holchen baderech u'mishtam shemin v'sak shal tefillin bedvarim shalchol af demidina aser af apichin yeshalam erelein tzchus techem deregilin b'chach avikilu hisno matchila yaf apichin lechadchila enochon la'asuskit. So apparently, many people who used to travel would put things into their tefillin bag. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you're really not supposed to do that, but he says that a potential way to justify that is to say, since they're constantly traveling and they have to put stuff in their tefillin bag, it says if they made that tonight explicitly, but it's better not to do that. So some Achronim claim that unless you explicitly state that you want to use the handkerchief to be a covering for your tefillin forever, the assumption is that it's not going to be something permanent, because handkerchiefs are not generally used for tefillin. But the Gra says it's not true. The Gra says that he says even if you didn't make a stipulation, the assumption is that you're going to use that that handkerchief is going to be designated for tefillin use forever, unless you explicitly stipulated the opposite of that. If you made a case to hold your tefillin, or you told a professional to make me a tefillin bag, and then everyone agrees that even if you don't specify how long you want it to be a tefillin bag for, the assumption is that you want it to be a tefillin bag forever. So in general, you you can only make a tefillin bag usher to put other things in if it actually belongs to you. But if you put something into, but if you put tefillin into somebody else's tefillin bag, so then that's not considered to be, you know, forbidding the tefillin bag to be used for dvarim shel chol, since it doesn't belong to you. The only exception is, let's say for example, a person stole someone else's garment and then he cut the garment up and he made it into a handkerchief, into a tefillin bag. So then the halacha is that person, the ganav, acquires the beged with shinui rishos. He acquires the beged through shinui maisa, through the fact that he changed around the object, he changed around the shirt and made it into a tefillin bag, and therefore it now belongs to him. And therefore, if he put tefillin into it, you would not be allowed to put anything else into that tefillin bag. V'katan shetzar beit tefillin behakis. If let's say someone under bar mitzvah put tefillin into the tefillin bag, shehiz mino lachach, into a bag that was designated for tefillin, so then gam kin neser, that also will make the bag usher to use for other purposes. Avol gavar haneser b'hazmana lechud lo mitzar b'hazmanas katan. However, something which becomes usher by simply designating it will not become usher if it's designated by a katan. The katan yesh lo ma'isav ein lo machashav v'afilu gilu machashavta b'diburam. Because a katan, yes, it's true, his actions are meaningful in this context, meaning if he puts the tefillin into the tefillin bag, then we have to assume that the tefillin, that tefillin bag can no longer be used for dvarim shel chol, but his dibur is going to be meaningless in this case. Chazim na'af shahaya rak lefisha du derech harai. Even if you only put the tefillin in once, just for a short time, kivat shahaya b'stama, since it wasn't specified, mitzar fidar ha'maisela ha'hazmana, we have to combine the action with the designation and assume that bag is now specifically used for tefillin. Avalim pirish beis hanacha duhu almanas lefanoso. But if you, when you put your tefillin in originally, you clearly said that your intention was to then subsequently remove the tefillin, then shari lehishtamish bo chol acharkach, then it would still be permissible to use that tefillin bag for dvarim shel chol. V'im asa hakis l'shem tefillin v'tzar be tefillin chad azimna afilu almanas lefanoso acharkach. If you then, let's say you use that tefillin bag and you put tefillin in at one time, even if you specifically said that you want to clear it away, then also the maids are based use it. Then you would not be allowed to put money into the bag because that bag was specifically made for the purpose of putting tefillin into it. Let's say you had a regular pouch, a regular case. It wasn't made for tefillin, but then you decided to add something to make the case look more beautiful for the sake of tefillin. That's the equivalent of making that pouch for the sake of tefillin. Unless you remove the part that you added onto the tefillin bag. Even if the bag becomes ruined later on and you have to bury the bag, you're still not allowed to use it for other things. So the example of money is really just an example. Even other dvarim shebekedusha, things that have less kedusha than tefillin, like a mezuzah, for example, are also not allowed to be placed into a tefillin bag. Therefore, you really should not put a sitter into a tefillin bag. But if someone does this, you don't have to protest. Since many people do this, it's as if you made an explicit stipulation that you would be allowed to put a sitter into the tefillin bag. So even if you made the pouch for the sake of tefillin, and you also constantly are putting tefillin into it, it's still mutter to put things in if you made a stipulation. Since you stipulated that you would be allowed to use it for other purposes. And a Tanai is effective to allow you to use it even when it's in its state of Kedusha. But if it's for a disgusting purpose, then a stipulation will not be effective. Similarly, if you wanted to use the ritzuos of your tefillin to use as straps to tie something down, so that would not be permissible because that's considered a bizayah, that's considered to be something embarrassing to the mitzvah. L'shem tefillin, I know a parshios shel tefillin. Then or ha'me'ubad l'habatim shel rosho shel yad. The same is true for the parshios of the tefillin as well as for the leather that was tanned for the shel rosho or the shel yad. Va'afdein chakkalav hashin mikol makom guf kedusha mikra. Even though there was no shin carved onto the shel rosh yet, but nonetheless it still has status of kedusha. V'kol shekin or ha'me'ubad l'sefer Torah mezuzah. Certainly the hides and the leather that was tanned for the purposes of writing a sefer Torah or a mezuzah also has that kedusha. Divrei chol avol horido mikedusha so kagon lichtov ala mezuzah shekedusha zakalam tefillin. So even though you're not allowed to write divrei chol on hides that were going to be tanned to make it to tefillin, but if you want to write other divrei kedusha or something which is a davar shel kedusha, but it's a less kedusha than what you have, then even from a sefer Torah, if you want to take the cloth that you were going to use for a sefer Torah and then write a mezuzah, that would be okay. A get, even though a get has similar standards and requirements to a sefer Torah in terms of the type of cloth that you write it on, but for these purposes, it's considered to be a davar shel chol, and therefore, unless you specifically stated that you can use the cloth for whatever purpose you want, you would not be allowed to write a get on cloth that was designated for use as a tefillin or a sefer Torah. Ki agavna shu al yedei maisa gamor lafukeim haya rak hazmana bedibur ba'alma o shahaya rak tikon haklaf visir tuto lishma. If a person simply designated the cloth to be used for tefillin, or he just started to fix the cloth and started to do a little bit of sirtut, he started to make the scratch marks, that would not be enough to disqualify it for using for other purposes. Leguf lafukeh hazmana lishashmishe kedusha kigon asias kislas tefillin o ibn orle retzulos shu rak tashmishe kedusha demutar lishanoso afilu bechol. In a situation, if you made a tefillin case for the purposes of tefillin, or you tanned the leather of your tefillin to use for the ritzuos, even though they're only tashmishei kedusha, you would be allowed to change them for other purposes. However, if it's not a shas ad chak, you should really avoid using that leather to make the ritzuos, because the ritzuos have less kedusha than the actual bias of the tefillin. Hakedusha v'hazmana leguf hamitzvah kigon tzitzis shofar lulav sukkah ner chanukah afilu asad l'chach lo mitzrei dehazmana lav milsi. So if you want to use let's say the cloth, and you want to use in general you want to use something which has a guf mitzvah, which has a guf kedusha, and you want to use it for something which is a mitzvah but doesn't have a guf kedusha, like tzitzis, shofar, lulav, sukkah, near Hanukkah, so even if you didn't make a stipulation, it would still be mutter, because again hazman alaf milsehi. Even though we said that you're allowed to make a shalrosh into a shalyad if you've never actually used it for the shalrosh because of the principle that we mentioned of hazman alav milsehi, after shamhu guf hakedusha, even though it had you're going down a level of kedusha, shani hasam dal kapanim osa b'hem kedusha katas, but it's still going to retain some measure of kedusha. Aval hacha halorot alasus b'hem dvarchol v'lazem ahani hazman b'guf hakedusha. But if you're trying to make a davar shabedusha into a complete davar chol, then we say that hazmana milsi. Then we say the fact that you designated it is enough to prevent you from making it into a davar shel chol. The Magen Avraham Shivideos Acholkin Alzeh Sirilu Daaf Beguf Hakedusha Hazmana Einuklam. And the Magen Avraham quotes Achronim who disagree even with that, who assume that even to make it into a davar shel chol would be mutter if you only designated it. The Afapichin Lini Maisi Yishla Hachmir Kesvara Harishonu Chemosh Kasavnu Bever Halacha VeElkapanim Mahanei Tanai Baze. So again, you should try to be machmir, but if you made it tanai, then it will be mutter. Mihu Im Hischel Lichtov Alaklaf Stam Lushar Kisei Hakodesh. But if you started to write either a sefer Torah, tefillin, or a mezuzah, or any other kisvei kodesh on the cloth, afilu al haniyar, even just on a piece of paper, asur lichtov achar kach alav divrei chol uchuyam, you're not allowed to write divrei chol on that paper or on the parchment. Shezo asa maisa shel guf hakedusha v'afilu tanai lo mahani, because now you're doing a maisa on something which has kedusha, and even a tanai is not going to allow you to write divrei chol on it afterwards. Tsar bei perish lefi shah v'gam istama afilu masa kin pa'amim har bei achshe b'chol pam hayo lefi shah derachara, even if you put your tefillin into the tefillin case multiple times, but each time it was only meant to be temporary, lo niskadish al yedei zeh, that's not going to give it the status of a tefillin bag. But if you put the tefillin in permanently, or even if you only put it in once, but you meant to put it in there permanently, meaning when you originally put it in, you were planning to leave it there permanently. Even if you didn't designate it from the outset, it would still be usher, because that's the equivalent of designating as a tefillin bag and then also putting the tefillin in. However, if you specified that your intention is to then remove the tefillin from the bag, then even if I put it in multiple times and I designated it multiple times, it's still mutter, provided that I didn't make the pouch for the sake of tefillin. I never designated it for tefillin. Some say that the handkerchief that you use for your tefillin if it wasn't designated, it was only used once, it doesn't have kedusha. But if the tefillin are currently in the handkerchief, then it's not appropriate to put other things in there. But rather, you should put your money or whatever else you want to put in there in a separate cloth or in a separate handkerchief. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Simon Mem Gimel tomorrow.